once you identify the perfect avatar, who they are, what they're worried about, what they're going through, and you can really hone that in a lot, it's going to help you to be able to be a better podcaster and to add more value to your perfect listener and be able to do more business with your perfect client.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome to the podcast on podcasting. This is episode number one, and episode number one is part of a six-part series. A six-part series meaning that it's a completely free course for you to go from zero to hero as you are launching a brand new podcast. And this will also help you if you have a podcast already, because I know a lot of people make these mistakes and are currently making these mistakes. So if you've got a podcast right now, you're probably going to get a lot of value out of listening through episode one through six. For example, this episode is talking about who is your avatar? Who are you serving? And I want to dive into that a little bit deeper. And the three main things I want to cover is, what is an avatar? Because you're probably like, he's thrown this word around a few times. What does it even mean? Secondly is, how deep do you need to go with identifying your avatar? And then the third one is just how to figure out who your ideal avatar is. So I just want to start by answering that first question, what is an avatar? And to answer that, it's not a blue guy from a movie. It's not those blue people from that one movie, right? That's not the type of avatar that we're looking at. And it's also not a cartoon caricature of yourself. It's not just like something that you're using on social media or on your cell phone that looks a lot like you, and you call that an avatar. When we're talking about an avatar, how it relates to your podcast, and I hope you write this down. What your avatar is your perfect ideal client. The perfect listener. And as we identify this perfect listener, we are going to try to add the most amount of value to them. So that brings us to the second question, is like, how deep do you really go when you're identifying your avatar? How deeply are you trying to identify and understand who this person is who should be listening to your podcast? And the answer, in my opinion, is you want to go really, really, really deep. Many people have said that their avatar is somebody who's rich. They're like, my avatar is either a business person or an entrepreneur or a fix and flipper or a CEO, any type of corporate high-level executive or an attorney or an engineer or maybe a doctor. That's my avatar. This is shitty. Like, that type of avatar, you're going to lose the game if you can't identify anything. If you're speaking to everybody, you're really speaking to nobody. And so once you identify the perfect avatar, who they are, what they're worried about, what they're going through, and you can really hone that in a lot, it's going to help you to be able to be a better podcaster and to add more value to your perfect listener and be able to do more business with your perfect client. That's what we're looking for when we decide your avatar. So when I'm asking you to figure out how deeply you need to go to identify them, I really want you to go all the way, honestly. And a lot of people, they make this mistake. I want to just talk a little bit about the mistake, and I want to relate it to my past life. So, you know, I still own real estate, but I used to focus most of my time and most of my effort on real estate investing. Then I ended up selling my real estate podcast and I'm starting this podcast. So I sold the real estate podcast last year and now I'm starting this podcast, which is a podcast for podcasters. But as I had my other avatar, his name was Siva. You've already noticed that my avatar had a gender. You know, your avatar will likely have a gender as well. It doesn't mean that you're sexist, by the way. It's like if your avatar is a woman or a transgender or a male or whatever, if you have that avatar and you're focused on them, it doesn't mean that you're discriminating against others. For example, my avatar was Siva. Siva is the perfect person that I would want to work with. And He was a male. He was 42 years old. He's Indian. Now, I have passive investors that worked with me when I closed on apartment communities and passively invested, like, they call it private placement. Very similar to you maybe investing in Coca-Cola or something. So those people that are investing in the private placements, though, they are called passive investors. And so they basically just try to make money with their money. And so that's the smarter way to make money instead of with their time. But my avatar, Siva, I always wanted to add value to him on every single podcast episode. It does not mean that I don't have women, for example, that invest in our company. We have plenty of women that invest with us. Additionally, like within this avatar, it's not discriminatory against other ages. Yeah, he was 42, but we also had an 18-year-old that invested with us, plenty of 20-year-olds, 30s and 40s, also 50s, 60s, and 70s that invested with us in those apartment communities. So we're not discriminating against other ages. Additionally, we're not discriminated against other culture backgrounds. For example, Black, white, Mexican, other Latinos as well, and everything in between, Asian. And I just can keep naming and naming and naming all types of people, all different cultures would invest with us. It wasn't that I was racist against somebody who was white or any other color, right? It was that my perfect avatar was a male Indian engineer. And I had plenty of doctors that invested with us. So I just want to let you know that it's not a bad thing to hone in on your avatar. It's a good thing. It helps you understand. And when you can get the most clear with that person, with that one woman, with that name, you'll name him or her Siva or Amy or whatever. As you do that, it's going to allow you to serve them the most. So I want you to go really, really, really deep with your avatar, understand the ins and outs of who that is, what they're worried about, how many kids they have, if they have kids, what part of the country they live in, what stresses them out, what keeps them up at night, what they're looking for, where they spend their time. When you really truly focus on that one person, it's going to allow you to attract the most amount of people just like them. So there's quite frankly, there's a lot of people that invested with us in our apartment communities that were Indian and they were near the 42-year-old age mark. Many of them did have two kids, but others had three kids and four kids, and some were men, some were women, some were Black, some were white, some were Hispanic and Asian and everything in between. But that was okay, because when you hone in your avatar and give him or her a name, what I like to do is I like to take a picture of them and I put them right or her right on my screen. So I put Siva right there on kind of like a sticky note right next to the computer. And as I record an episode, I have to think, would Siva care about this? And now I'm going to share with you the big mistake that others did in that genre. They knew that they were creating a multifamily podcast, and then they would actually not even add value to their avatar. It was sad. I've seen that so many different times, in not just in my old industry of real estate investing, but all over. People are making these huge mistakes. They're asking the wrong questions. They're having the wrong guest. You might want to have this one guest because you want to learn from them. But you want to stop and think, would Siva, would Amy, my avatar Amy, would she want to hear this? Would this benefit her? Or would she just be like, oh, I'm not really sure if this is for me? Because if your avatar says, I'm not sure if this is for me, they're going to leave you. So for example, as I wanted to add value to Siva, my avatar for, you know, bringing in passive investor money, so that way I could close on bigger deals. If I started trying to add content to somebody else that didn't want to be passive, I know I'm talking in circles, but I have a point. The big mistake that others are doing is they're actually asking the wrong questions. So they're saying something like, they're bringing me on their show and they're saying, Adam, I have this show because I want to raise all this equity for my real estate deal or something. I want to get more clients for this one thing. But they start asking me questions like, how do I grow my podcast? What do I need to do here? Hey, how do I be better on my social media so that people can see what I'm doing? And it's like, dude, this doesn't add any value to your perfect avatar. You're just adding value to you and a few other people listening. But your avatar that you really want, they don't need to know how to start a podcast. They don't need to know how to make their social media more successful or whatever. So like you're asking me questions that you're getting value from, but your avatar is tuned out. So once you understand and identify your avatar, I want you to go deep with it, with him or with her or any other gender that they identify with, of course. And then I want to talk about how do you figure out who your perfect avatar is. So here's a couple of tips on how you can identify your perfect avatar. So number one, you want to think of who do you enjoy spending time with? That's one of the things. Like when you want to figure out your avatar, how come I chose an engineer? Why didn't I choose an attorney? Why didn't I choose a doctor? Why did I choose a male? And it's interesting. It's like, even though I can serve every gender and every race and everything, this was the perfect one for me because I'm fascinated by engineers and the way that they think, the way that they look at the world. I'm just personally just love talking to engineers. When I'm hanging out at a party, a lot of the times, like a party or a dinner party or going to a conference, and I start connecting with somebody, there is some weird thing that happens when I'm talking to an engineer. I just ask questions and ask questions and ask questions. It's really natural and it feels good to me. And I learn so much and we become really well bonded. And a lot of engineers, they automatically know that this multifamily thing that I did a lot of, and I'm still partnered in 1,400 doors, which is crazy. So still partnered in those. But as I was doing this, I knew and I noticed that the engineers could grab a hold of it faster than some doctors and some attorneys. Some attorneys were like very skeptical, very like, you know, they're trained to think a certain way. That's what law school does. And so they ask a lot of additional questions and they feel very skeptical about some of the things. They're like, how does it make this much money? It shouldn't make this much money. If anything, they say anything that makes that much money should be a risky. And so it was a challenge talking with a doctor. It was a challenge talking with an attorney. So I focused on engineers and I tried to think like an engineer and I tried to answer questions that an engineer who was listening might want to know. If Siva was listening, I wanted him to feel like he got a lot of value. So that's part of how to figure out who your specific individual avatar is who do you identify with? Another thing is, who do you tend to do business with the most? For example, if you're a woman, there is a chance that you do a lot of business with either men or women. And it's because of one of two things. It's either, for example, if you're doing a lot of business with a male that's a CEO or whatever, then you might want to just stay in that lane. And it doesn't mean, even though you're a woman and you're working with men, you're not being sexist against other women or something like that. Or on the flip side, you might tend to attract a lot of women that come to you, that want to work with you, that are excited about what you've accomplished in your life, that is inspiring them. And they're like, if I worked with anybody, I want to work with you. So that's a couple of the things. And then additionally, you might think about, hey, is fitness matter to you? Does reading matter to you? Does outdoors matter to you? Does wine matter to you? And so randomly enough, your avatar, which Siva and I loved sharing a drink and staying up late, by the way. And so my avatar stayed up late. My avatar could enjoy a drink. I wasn't discriminatory against somebody who didn't drink, but Siva and I, we were able to connect And I was able to connect with other people very similar to Siva, late at night, drinking wine, trying different fancy wines and talking grapes and vineyards and all this random stuff. And that was just perfect for me. So another thing is, like, with me, I love mountain biking. So my avatar, my perfect avatar, loves mountain biking as well. You might be listening and you're like, I don't love mountain biking, so I can't listen to this podcast. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying that you have to be discriminatory. You just have to understand that you should say a few things about yourself, like how much you love wine, how much you love yoga, if you love CrossFit, if you love mountain biking, if you love hiking, if you love traveling. And you're going to attract more people that way naturally. So that's a few ways that you can help hone in your exact perfect avatar so that you're adding value to the right person. And with that, I'm going to let you see me on the next episode as I just talk about what do you do before your podcast. There's a few things that you need to do before you even launch, and it'll help you whether you've launched or not to kind of consider and think about these things. So I'll see you on episode 2 of the 6-part series. This is Adam Adams, and I'm out. This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.